Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Got a note in, a very nice email from Lucy, which ended with, "Love, Lucy." And she loves the tunes on Today FM, and she wants to say hi after tuning into us for the very first time. So we gave her a call to find out exactly where she is. Hi, Lucy, how are you?
Hello, I'm great, thanks, Ian. How are you going?
Very good. So, Lucy, you're in Australia, right?
I am. I'm in a place called Emu Heights, which is about 45 minutes out of the middle of Sydney.
Oh, right. Very good. And how long are you, you're not from there originally, are you?
No, I'm Scottish, but I moved here about 12 years ago, and I've got an Aussie husband and a little Aussie baby now, so very settled here.
Congratulations. And is it a nice place to live? I've never been to Australia. Is it a nice place to visit or live, or what's the story?
Oh, it's beautiful. Believe the hype. It is all sunshine and beaches and taking it easy.
Excellent. I like the sound of that. Sounds like my kind of place. So, listen, you asked Alexa or Google or something to play Today FM. Is that right?
I did. We've got a station in Australia called Today FM as well, one of the main commercial stations. And Google played me the Irish version, and this is about a year ago, and I've been listening to the Irish version ever since because I love it.
Brilliant. I love it when a plan comes together. I'm familiar with the Today FM. It's the figure two, isn't it? Like the number two.
It is, yeah.
Whereas we're T-O-D-A-Y. So good. So I like that Alexa has prioritised the Irish over the Australians. That's pretty good, isn't it?
She has. Might have been the accent.
Yeah. And listen, it could be that the Celtic sort of sound coming out of your accent and say, oh, this one obviously wants the Irish version. And you stuck with us anyway, have you, Lucy?
I have, yeah. I love it. I love my favourite song at the minute is probably Kingfisher, Diamonds and Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Love that one.
Excellent. Very good. So you're getting something a little bit different. Very good. And you know we have this competition called the Cash Machine. I was just wondering, are you able to enter that if you wanted to?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. I hope so. I'd love 100,000 euros.
We'll have to check the old terms and conditions there because I think you can do it online now, which would be easy. todayfm.com/cashmachine. You better get in there. Well, listen, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. You sound totally relaxed and chilled out there. Have a lovely time and thank you very much. What a very happy accident that was that
your smart speaker put
you onto Today FM and hopefully you continue to enjoy the music. And maybe someday we'll hear your dulcet the tones again on the Cash Machine.
Amazing. That would be great.
Lucy, thanks a million. Good luck. Cheers. See ya.
Thank you.
So, Shauna, we're up to date now on Traders.
We are, okay, yes.
Both of us.
Yeah, I
so
only
it's
watched,
very good. I'm looking forward now to the next Sunday night.
How are we going to wait till Sunday?
I know.
To see.
Yeah. You all sound like Marty Wheeler.
That's great, though. I'm delighted that it's going down so well.
Yeah, it really is. And it is a game. People have to remember that it's a game because there are people taking it very personally as well. Listen, speaking of television shows, on Sunday nights at the end of September, there's going to be one called The Walsh Sisters.
Yes.
And this is based on Marion Keyes' books.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this.
And it's very good. I've seen the promos trailers going out. And I don't normally get invited to things by RTEs, but I was invited to a preview of So myself and my wife went into town, into the IFI Eustace Street yesterday, lovely place.
Yeah.
We were a little bit early, parked the car up a little bit early, I had some banana bread, haven't had it since COVID.
Delicious.
Cup of coffee.
Flashbacks.
Jer had a water.
Yeah.
We were all set to go, waiting for everybody to arrive. And she said, are you sure it's here? And it's not the lighthouse, because the lighthouse does that kind of stuff as well. So I checked, I took out my phone, I said, no, it's definitely, it looks as Eustace Street, that's where we are. It's next Wednesday.
It's always better to be early than late.
Exactly. So we were very early for ourselves. But we're going to go next week instead.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With CarZone.ie. Buying or selling, CarZone.ie has you covered.
Anyway, last night on the telly, NTAs. That was the National Television Awards in the UK. And you've got an overview. So who won what?
Well, there was 14 awards up for grabs. And all the heavy hitters of the small screen were out in force.
Yeah.
The awards included Best Talent Show, which went to Strictly Come Dancing.
Strictly, good.
Best Quiz Show, which the 1% Club took home.
Oh, right.
Bradley didn't win, unfortunately.
Didn't win.
Best Reality Competition, which I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here took home. And Controversy controversially, Danny Jones and Maura Higgins. Remember the controversy about them? They were, there was a kiss and they were contestants
on
the show.
Strictly, no.
This was I'm a Celebrity.
But they
were both on stage to collect the award, which people were very surprised to see, alongside their other campmates like Colleen Rooney, etc. Adolescence, the hard-hitting Netflix show.
Brilliant.
Took home two awards. So it won Best New Drama, and Owen Cooper, the 15-year-old star of the show, was credited with the Best Drama Performance, which was deserved.
Absolutely. Yes. Brilliant. That was his first outing, I think, on television.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he has a huge future.
Definitely.
Clarkson's Farm, which I am a big fan of, was named the Best Factual Entertainment Show.
So and they took streamers in as well, like Amazon Prime and all that.
Yes, absolutely. Jeremy Clarkson, his trousers nearly fell off as he walked up on the stage.
Excellent.
He said he's on Monjaro and that's why.
Right.
So that was that.
Is that one of those semi-glutide jobbies?
Gavin and Stacey won the award for Best Comedy. EastEnders took home the gong for Best Serial Drama. And Steve McFadden, who plays Phil Mitchell, won Best Serial Drama Performance. After a bumpy couple of years this morning, they seem to have steadied the ship.
Right.
They won their first award in 3 years, the coveted Best Daytime Programme Award. So that's great. Cat Deeley and Ben Shepherd and Alison and Dermot and the whole gang. But the big shock on the night, Ian.
Oh, here we go.
The big shock was Ant and Dec. They have won the Best Presenter Award for 23 years in a row.
Yeah.
Right? And that streak...
You're not going to say they didn't win it.
That streak has been broken.
Oh my God!
Year after year, they have managed to do it. But this year...
Who won it?
Well, this is, it's a left field choice.
Yeah.
Match of the Day, former Match of the Day presenter, Gary Lineker.
For Match of the Day?
Yes. So he was voted the TV Presenter of the Year.
Wow.
And here he is collecting his award.
Okay, let's have a listen to this.
I remember when I first started to present Match of the Day, there was these two young Geordies who were just making a name for themselves. And I thought to myself, these boys are going to win this award every single year until Newcastle win a trophy. So...
Newcastle won. What was the trophy? They won a big one. The first one since 1955. So there you go.
Right.
So Newcastle can't have it all.
Great, great punchline, Gary. Well done. You deserve that award. Good man yourself.
Yeah.
That's great. So Ant and Dec, I'm sure they're not that.
They're
pulled
grand.
Out by
they weren't even there. They're over filming I'm a Celebrity in South Africa,
Absolutely.
So they're fine.
We are off to play Waffle right now. We're going to get ourselves organised. It's checking me dings. They're there. Yeah, we've got Claire Farley on the line in Kildare, who is going to have a go. And we have to reveal the topic for you today in a moment. So, morning, Claire. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. And I believe it's Erla's birthday today.
It is. I hear the listeners Waffle every single day.
Oh, Erla, how are you? How's it going? Happy birthday to you.
He's singing on the wrist,
you know. Oh, brilliant. Well, listen, that's fantastic. So
we're full of chocolate already.
Well, listen, best of luck with this now. We'll see how you get on. We've got, we're looking for the five keywords to go along with the topic of the special reveal, the topic. There's the music. Okay, best of luck now. Clear the brain, few deep breaths, relax everybody. Here we go.
Today's Waffle topic is...
5-star Irish hotels.
Okay, the Euro. What other one? 5-star Irish hotels. Druid Glen. Power Course.
Any in Kildare? Any in Kildare?
The Cage Club. Tennessee. We must have too much chocolate.
What about... No, see, you're too classy. This is what it is. You said the Europe now. That's lovely. What about Carton House in Kildare?
For God's sake.
What about Adair Manor in Limerick? What about the Shelburne in Dublin?
For God's sake.
Let's go to Cong in County Mayo now. Ashford Castle.
For goodness sake.
And what about... You said to us, you're Claire without the E, right? What about Claire with the E? And what about Doon Beg?
You can't
and talking to Ian.
Well, that's County Clare, like, you know what I mean? So
I know. We weren't thinking clearly this morning. We'll have to lay off the chocolate and breakfast.
Yeah, that whole night. Well, it is my birthday, as they say. Anyway, listen, Irla. Why don't we sing happy birthday to Irla, right? Happy birthday to you. Come on, Mammy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Irla. Happy birthday to you. Hey, hip hip. Now, I think this is a great idea. It's only in its infancy, right? It's a guy called Kevin Honer. He's on the line in Maynooth. He used to live in South Korea. And there's a big gifting culture there. And he brought something back with him, which I think is a very good idea. He's on the line. Kevin, how are you?
Thanks very much for having me on.
No problem. So, Kevin, this is called Bronte, is that right?
Exactly. So, it's called Bronte.ie. It's Bronte.ie.
Okay. So it's not an app. It's you go online onto your kind of network and onto the net and you get Bronte.ie, yeah?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Right. So it is Ireland's first cafe gifting platform. There's no app, there's no login required. You just go to the website, you purchase a gift, such as a coffee or a cake. You can send this redeemable link to your friend or a family member.
Okay.
They can pop into their friends and they can enjoy their treat. At the moment, we're live in Willow and Wild Cafe in both Maynooth and Leipzig. We're planning to expand further.
So I was saying this is in its infancy, so you're only in two places. But the idea is worth talking about, isn't it? Because it's a good idea, and I'd say it's going to spread. Did you see this working in South Korea?
So South Korea has a very big micro-gifting culture. So instead of sending people large hamburgers, boxes, for example, people just want to gift small treats such as coffees and cakes.
Yeah.
And I just thought, after coming back and living in Ireland, there's a very big culture of, oh, I'll see you next time, I'll get you a coffee, I'll get you a drink or something. But until now, there's been a void or a gap for someone to actually fulfill that.
So it's like as if somebody does something, it does a little favour for you. It's not nothing massive as such, but you want to just sort of acknowledge it in some way, and you want to go back to them and say, hey, listen, I got you a cup of coffee, or coffee for two, or coffee and a cake, or that kind of thing, yeah?
That's exactly how it is. So I got our launch day last week. I got some feedback from the local community just to understand where they actually started gifting Brontes and why.
Yeah.
And some people were saying, oh, there was a girl on our street who passed her driving test, so we just wanted to send her maybe a couple of cakes. And like a coffee or something to enjoy.
That's nice.
So it can be used for like all sorts of occasions. Yeah.
Okay. And if people go on now, they'll get more information on there. Bronte, Bronte.ie. And why is it called Bronte?
It's called Bronte because we wanted to play with the word Brontiness. So if people go onto the website,
that's gift,
now,
isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. So
Shauna told me that earlier.
That's exactly what it is. So if you are a cafe or like a local small business independent owner and want to join the Bronte journey, feel free to reach out to us as we are onboarding more cafes as we speak.
Very good. Okay, it sounds like a great idea. As I say, it's just starting off now, so it's good to get in at the start of these things.
It's starting off, exactly, and our new website design should be live from tonight, so we are getting more traction. We do have even another route to explore, which is corporate gifting. So we do have a couple of companies in North Kildare who have reached out to us asking if they can give their employees of 10, 30 people a small micro gift, you know, as sign of like generosity,
for example,
anniversaries, etc.
Yeah. Best of luck with it, Kevin. Thank you very much for talking to us today, okay?
Thanks very much for your time.
That's Kevin Honer there in Maynooth. It's bronte.ie.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.